dear mother and sister. We are greatly fortunate that we have got man body. Man body is the highest in all creation, next to God. Even the angels bowed down to the man body when it was made. All scriptures tell us the reactions are very good actions of the past man gets man body. So really we are very fortunate. Our good actions have fructified. We have got the man body as a result thereof. It is a golden opportunity in which we can pay off all reactions of the past and also free, we are free within certain limits. Living man body aside, all other bodies are bound. They have got no free action there. So in man body we have got, we are bound to certain extents as a reaction from the past and free also within certain limits. So we are, if we are wise enough, we will pay off the old reaction of the old karmas and go back home. So it is a time either we can go home or go back again in the wheel of life and death. Be very cautious. This is a very golden opportunity we have got. Try to understand how to pay up all our area of debts which we have to pay up. So you find we have to be very cautious. Each thought which strikes us, that this reaction. Each thought, each word, and each deed has to be accounted and compensated for in nature. Nature spares no man. As you sow, so shall you reap. No exception to the rule. Never think idly of anything. If you think idly of anything, even that has the answer. Fifth Guru says, be afraid of the sins we have done without any unknowing. That will also be have the answer. So every cause has an effect. We have to understand this principle, this law. If we understand this principle, law of karma, then we can come out of it and go back home. Otherwise, we will be bound coming and going and coming back. So each cause has an effect, and every action brings about a reaction. Uproot the cause and the effect disappears. This has been done by the masters who have transcended these laws. But all others are bound by the bonds of karmas, which is the root cause of physical existence. Of course, these are very good actions, the reaction of which you have got the man body. In this we have also to be very careful what to do. Either we are trying to go back down or up back home. So there are three kinds of karmas. One are those karmas which are called as sanchit. Sanchit means which are stored as yet, not fructified. So such like karmas you see from hundreds of years back, they are installed, not yet touched for reaction. In India, in the time of the Pandavas, there was one Dharatrashtra. He was a great yogi, but blind from birth. And people asked him, Lord Krishna asked him, you are blind very birth, what comes? Some actions you have incurred, some karmas you have incurred, the result of which you are blind from the very birth. And he told him that by yogic power, I know up to 100 years back, I have done no such action. The result of which could be blind. So Lord Krishna, who is of yogician, that you see, he just gave him help to go back still further. And he found that in 106th birth back, he did some action, the result of which now he is blind. So mind that there are akashic records, you see. Whatever we speak, whatever we think, that is recorded in the akash. Those who can read those akashas, they can give you, I mean, statements made 100 births back. Ever since we have left the house of our father, ever since we have been sent back, sent to India, to the earth, we have been coming and going, action and reaction been going on. Some have been paid up by prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma are the karma which are in fruit, which are fructified, on the base of which our present existence is based. First we have got man body, that is the highest result of very high karma, good karma. Now also we are bound certain limits unless those reactions are paid out. If no further actions are shown, seeds are shown. So we are within certain limits free also. So prarabdha are the karma, the karma in which our present life is based. It is what is called fate or destiny. Fate or destiny is the reaction of our karmas which are in fruit now. So the third class is kriyaman, our action that we did do this. So as I submitted, man is free to certain limits and bound with a certain. Just think, take the example of a boy who is flying the kite in the air. He's got, what is it, 200 or 300 yards thread with the flying the kite in the air. But his father is at the back, which is keeping 200 yards thread in his control. He is allowed only 100 yards thread long to enable his son to fly the kite. So he can fly the kite only up to 100 yards, not more. Only those actions which are reacting now. So prarabdha portion is not touched because it is based on the present existence. It is the result of present. Present life is the result of a reaction of the past in present life. So these karmas are of different natures. Some karmas bear fruit very quickly. Others little later. Others very long. Take the example of the courts. They are small cause courts. They are high courts and they are Privy Council courts. Is it not? Ordinary day, like ordinary cases are settled in a week or a month or so. Cases indicate take months to decide in high courts. And they are still of very intricate nature, they take years to decide in Privy Council. You follow my point? So we call action, reaction daily. They are bearing good fruit, some quickly, some later, some still. As in the case of Dhritarashtra, I quoted you. He had such thy karmas of 100 births back. So what we reap in this life, the remaining is transferred to the sanchit karma. Karma is the cause of rebirth, and each birth is in turn followed by death. there the cycle of enjoyment and suffering results. Some are happy, some are not happy. So as you think, so you become. Ignorance of law is no issue, mind that. You say, we don't know, but with your son you must leave. Whether you sow good deeds, good actions, or bad actions, both are binding. Iron handcuffs or chains are made of iron or gold, that are equally binding on you. This is karma law, rather difficult to understand, but if you follow it, we can save our lives or come down to the earth. So, fortunately, how to pay off this, to come about the law of this wheel of life? You daily sow seeds, they will bear forth fruit. Some are being fructified, some are being laid in the Sanchit Karman store, the others daily, some are fruiting still some. Our Sanchit store of our karmas is great. So in this flight, if man meets some master who knows this law of nature, how to wield it and how to liberate us from that law, he takes the process of winding up all karmas of the initiate. He takes it. It is very difficult, you see, very onerous job of being a master. First of all, what it does, it gives you contact with the sound current within, by practicing which sanchit karmas are burnt away. Great blessing. All sins, karmas in store are burnt down. They would not fructify in the future life. Then for Kelaman karmas, the karmas that we do daily, he prescribes diary to be maintained. You see, now mark the purpose for the diary maintenance. It is a very important work to do. He is enjoined to lead a clean life and weed out all imperfections in him by self-introspection from day to day. This you are instructed to do. So prarabdha karma is not touched. Those karmas as a result of which we have got the present life. If they touch this, then the life will end. The more very moment he touches the power of karma, the life will end. So he does not touch, because it is the cause of the physical body which will vanish due to interference in the nature law. So a very small remains to be tolerated by the man or the initiate during the present life. Your sanchit karma is stored and burnt away by coming condition. The more you come with the sound principle within you, nam or word, the two aspects of which is nam, light and sound, your sanchit in stored karma will be burnt away. Prarabdha karma are not touched. Kelaman karmas are, just as I told you, for that you may be very strict. Don't spare yourself, as you should criticize yourself as you would like to criticize others, and weed out day to day. Some of the remaining karmas are the Kelaman karmas, you see. They are also polished down, you see, sharpened down by the master, by devotion. Now you see, when you sit by a master, you keep silence for a few minutes. Mind does not raise any trouble. You have no thoughts. This is that of the radiation of the mass. And the qualification of mass is given in whose sitting, in whose presence, your mind does not rake up any trouble for a while. And if you give it your, as I told you yesterday, that if you go to a man who sells scents, male are doing anything, by the lady you get perfume. Similarly, in his presence if you sit fully, what you say, receptive, for the time your mind won't wake up, recommended, then by radiation. And if you contact with him, you see, that file of perfume is given to you. So, prarabdha karma, you see, are not touched. So, for a person, because they are, on that you have no control, that have to react. What had to come past must come to pass, no exception to rule. So it is, however, possible one way out. What? One may so mold and develop his inner self through the guidance of the master soul that they may not feel the bitter sting of the same. Just to take up example of a kernel, I mean, what is, say, almond or walnut, when it is not ripe, you can put a needle through across. But when it is ripe, the shell is separated from the kernel, and you put in the needle won't pass through the kernel, to the shell, is it not? If master, you sit by the master, he wants to give you a way up to rise above body consciousness, then it is, all outer things do come up as a result of the prarabdha karma, but they have not the pinching of it. You find that the blessing of the mother. A child is to be, say, operated down. The mother takes the child in her lap and gets the operation done. The child is satisfied. You see, I'm the lap of the mother. You see? Those initiated, those who are devoted to the master within, they do get bitter results of the past, reactions of the past, but they are not felt. If they are right about body consciousness, this will know them. There is a case of one Abdullah devotee of Miami in India, as a result of the prarabdha karma, he was suffering very much, he rose above back the eye. And the master came, oh, what are you doing? You are thrown the seed. You must bear the result of that. Why are you sitting up there? But this is the grace of the master. If you fall in, for the kedaman karma, we have to weed out all the imperfection by dying. By past, those karmas which are installed, those are burnt away, the more you come in contact with light, it sounds with you. So recent karmas which are due daily, they are weeded out by self-introspection, whatever remains, that also are smoothed down by the love of the master. Pinching the wash does not remain the same. So that is it, you see, like walnut, almond, which is not ripe, you can put needle through. But when it is ripe, shell is separated, you may put in needle, it won't pass. Similar, it happens something like when you are concentrated at the back of the eye. You find a stay there. You at will work at the level of the outgoing faculty. Then all these come, men will die, men will suffer, may be operated on, this and that. How great blessing you have got in you. So for that reason, you see, what is required now? Is there another kind of karma? One is kereman, the other is prarabdha, third is what is called installed, sanchit. There is another form of karma, this is called nishkarma. Karma performed without any attachment or desire for the fruit there. You see? This is superior to all the forms of karmas which are more or less are the source of bonding. Yet this type helps a little to liberate one from karmic reactions, bondage. So if you do some job without any fruit, that won't bind you. This is one thing. But so long as the ego is there, how can you not? You won't feel that you are not to do. You find my brother. So long as you are doer, whether your good action or bad, even at your heart of heart, you know, I've done good action. That will be a fruitful. So, ne karma, as in selfless karma, comes up only when you become conscious co-worker. In the yoga too, you find, in the atta yoga, in the karma yoga, they say you become ne karma, don't want any fruit. But how can you become ne karma unless you become the conscious co-worker of the divine self, that he is the doer, I am not the doer. So long as you are the doer, you may have, you will bear the good fruits also, heaven, another thing, and this life too. So you will find it is all the karma, born of desire, or karma that leads to one, leads to bondage. This is why you see what Moses taught. Desire not. What Buddha taught, be desireless. What 10th Guru of the 6th taught, kamna behin. Don't have any desire for the result. That is, by doing, the highest of all is to be ne karma. That is, doing karma in accordance with the divine plan, as a conscious co-worker of the power of God. Now you find four kinds of karma. Present karma is done by direct, and whatever left you are devoted to the master, that is also smoothed down. Prarabdha karma is not touched. You have to bear the bitter fruits of that. But if you, while sitting at the feet of the master, you are falling, rising above body conscious daily, you die daily, then outer pinching effect, bitter effects of your reaction to past won't affect you. As I gave you an example. Now you find how important it is to do your practice daily. In brief, the law of karma is nature's stubborn and inexorable law from which there is no escape and there is no exception. Even the avatars bear the fruit of it. What to speak of men? It is said of Lord Rama, killed the brother of the king of the Ceylon by standing behind a tree. It is said, you know, sleep to sit even. When he died, he said, well, Rama, I did not know nothing against you. Why you killed me? You will have to suffer. So it so happened the next incarnation of the Lord Krishna came up, and that man took the form of a bhir in the jungle, you see. And Lord Krishna was lying in the wilderness with his left feet over his right knee. And there was some star in there, you see, which is always in the feet of the incarnation. The hunter saw that this was the eye of a deer, so he shot the arrow, and that stuck in the feet of the Lord Krishna, and he died of that. Even avatars are not expected to rule. What to speak of body man? Be careful. Every thought what thinks you, that reels. So as you sow, so shall that the general rule for those on earth, who are on earth. As you think, so you become. It is from the abundance of the mind that the tongue speaks. Every action has a reaction, part that is nature's law of cause and effect. One has therefore to bear the fruit of his actions, no exception. Is there any remedy for this? So masters have what a remedy. As I just submitted to you, I quoted the case of Abdullah, جدی ووٹ یا میاں میر. So you write about oh, just in daily life you see, when you want to have an injection, you will draw your attention here. That's all I know, inject, you feel pain very less. If you can withdraw your attention fully, that may be cutter. So this is very regular way which the Master puts us on the way. See, it is only when one transcends the body consciousness and becomes nekarma, or actionless inaction, like the still point at the center of the ever-revolving wheel of life, that the stop is put to the motion of the great wheel of karma. The machine going on, you think there is one something to stop the wheel, that is it. Clock and machine does not work. So law of karma does not work in case of those who rise above body consciousness, actually. That is why you see Buddha said we desire this, for desires are the root cause of human suffering, all suffering. Some die, some born, some sick, some poor, some like that. Length of life is also mixed. I mean, based on that, some high, some low, some power in poverty, some very rich, affluent circumstances. These are based on the reaction, the past. So what happens, you see? The spirit sitting in the chariot of body is driven blindly and headlong into the fields of sensual pleasures and sensual pleasures by the five powerful steeds of the ordering faculties, which are driven by the intoxicated mind. So mind also has to be controlled. If something is given to the mind, more peaceful, more peaceful, only that, not otherwise. So because the reins of the intellect are dangling, loose. When the steeds are running fast, headlong. This is how we incur actions and that result in reaction, wrong like anything. Ever since we have come down from the Father, we have been on earth. We have been coming and going, coming and going, coming. Man body we have been having. As a very great fortune, we did not utilize the man by it, did not understood the law of karma. There are two karma laws, one law of karma, the other the law of grace. So if you come to the feet of the master, there the law of grace works, I tell you. Your present karma, this is also suffered now, and they give a tariff for that. Sentient karmas are burnt away by giving a contact with the sound of light principle within you. And prarabdha karma, no power can withstand them, but the master, what he gives you to rise above body consciousness daily, the pinching of existence. How fortunate we are. It is why it is said it is a great blessing to have a living master. Don't you realize that? Even the incarnations, and to undergo the law, they are not exempt from the law of cause and effect, what to speak of every man. So, by being, now these are the things you see prescribed by the Master, ever since they have been coming. They have been telling us what to do, be born anew. And what is being? Teaching behind it is be born, reborn. I have been explaining to you in my one or two talks, what is meant by rebound? One born into this man body, another into the beyond. If you are daily reborn, die daily, take cross daily, then all these should naturally follow. You escape the effect of the wheel of life, of karma. Now you will find how important it is to do the practice as prescribed by the Master. ushers, don't spare anyone. He said, look here. Look your man. Oh master, what is the use of our coming to your feet if the law of karma is not satisfied? They give example, what is the use of going to the feet of a lion and they are all foul on you? It is a great privilege, I think, sir. So, to be born anew, this is what is meant by that. You see, by rising for body consciousness. And that's also meant by, you know, by twice born. So these are the things given to the children of 5, 7 years, 9 years old, the very first thing. What is learned in childhood, I would say what is learned in the womb of the mother, that's lost forever. Lost in the way. We should be very careful to bring up children, mind that. Whether they are in the womb or outside. And this is what is said during, to be born in you, to die daily. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. Then you will have everlasting life, not to escape, evade the cycle of the birth and death. You follow me? Very delicate point it is, but we must understand it and live by it. So, it is done how? By the grace of the Master. If with the grace of the Master we learn to die while alive, then you know that one other law is working, you see. When one machine is going on, if those grains which are put between the two parts of the machine, you see, they will be ground. If some grains stick to the handle of the machine, they will be saved. So it is said it is a great blessing to have a living Master and to keep his commandments. That's the main thing. So one therefore has therefore to forsake the flesh for the sake of the spirit. If one is anxious to escape from the perpetual wheel of life on earth. I'm quoting from Bible. Even if you've got other scriptures like that. But if one under the guidance of a master learns the practical process of self-analysis at will and rises into the beyond, that in life the whole angle vision is changed. The result is after that, thereafter continue to live on earth without attachment. When you rise above body consciousness daily, your all attachments are gone. You got hundred thousands of dollars with you, or you've got no money, you cannot. You won't try to amass, usurp the rights of others. You won't try to squeeze the blood of others. Because though you incur karma, and they won't go along with you. So when you rise above body consciousness and daily, the whole angle begins to change. You won't do anything unbecoming because you are not to carry with you. Ill gotten, ill spent. Christ said, you see, he that taketh not this cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. You have money. He that findeth his life shall lose it. Just follow the meaning, very clear, very simple word. If you rise above outer life, then you have everlasting life. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. And you maintain this life, the other is gone. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. What life? We die from outside. You see? Not dying, But we drank your attention from all outside. Rise above body consciousness. He said, for my sake. Can you find it? Then again you will find Babur once it is said, if any man will come after me, here please what he said. Let him deny himself and take cross, take up his cross daily and follow me. You mean what is taking up cross daily? Stand up, this is cross, rise up, then follow. When you rise up once, whole angle of vision is changed. You won't torment anybody, you won't squeeze blood of anybody. You're all out of contact with the world, will be all above world, you see, fair, honest. So whosoever doth not, again he says, whosoever doth not bear this cross and comes after me cannot be my disciple. What more you know? Can we ever expect, if we don't keep up the commandments of the Master, how can we save the wheel of coming and going? Simply saying we have got no time, we have this and that thing, after all you are sowing seeds further from day to day. So therefore, you see, death in life or death in Christ is referred to in the East as Fina Fishah. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. To death in Christ means just we die from outside and come in contact with the Christ power within you. In the Persian words, in other words, they say like that. Fina Fishah. In Hindi ways, Sikh Master, they say, Gur Gur, to be one in the, what you say, tomb of the Guru. As I and my father are one, the initiate who become one with the Guru and the Guru in him, this is taking death in Christ or death in the Guru. So this is can save us from coming and going. Longer do we go on sowing seeds, they will grow. They will bear good fruit. Be cautious not to grow any. So what is that by knowing which nothing more is desired to be had? This is only coming in contact with the God power within you. So the masters, you see, those who are word made flesh, it is spoken very highly of them. When you sit by them, that is why it's Maulana Rum said, if you sit 1 hour with the Master, how receptive, not your body sitting in your wandering outside. That would give you effect which would not you would have by 100 years of palace. You sit by him, they give the example of a scent flower, scent cellar, you get revived in perfume, all free. And he gives you a file of sentiment. If he initiates you to be down, from the day you come to the feet of the Master and he initiates you, he takes up the work of your writing of all actions. Only if you obey commandments of the Master, 100%. So those who are word-based as such a master, you see, can annihilate what? By his look, annihilate all his sins, karmas, path by look and word. Eyes are the windows of the soul, whose soul is drenched with God, who is made flesh. He is the bread of life that has come down from heaven. You see? Whosoever taketh of it shall have everlasting life. And further, this bread, how can be eaten? Eyes are the windows of the soul, through the eyes. By sitting in deceptive mood, forgetting all other, you feel your mind won't recover any trouble, all quiet. You go deep down in the depths of the silence, you'll find the very silence becomes vocal. These are hard facts I am putting before you. So, in His presence, in the presence of the Master, the karmas fly like autumn leaves before a wind blows. For the time you have no thought occurs in your mind. It is just subdued. And such actions react, you see, mind that, the moment you have got with what Master, with your mind still, say for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or a year, that will have reaction or not. That's our reaction, which won't react. No, for that time you won't have mind troublesome later on. The more you become receptive, near or away, both. Physical presence, of course, cannot be underrated. You see for yourself. Those who are even living far away, the other side of the ocean, and the Master living this side, direct your attention to that. Now you see, by the scientific way, you can hear the voice, you can see men talking from thousands of miles, through radio, to tell you the law of nature. Science is finding out laws of nature which are hidden. Not all found out, but they are trying to find out. So great, I would say, great is the power of the retribution, retributive angel, I would say. And none can escape its fury. But it does fly in fear of death. Behold, the wounding blast of the world, wounding, winding up. The Master uses the word by giving you contact with that. So there are two ways now to exhaust, to finish up the vast and limitless storehouse of karma. You got still in so many. If Master does not meet us then, there are two ways now. Either we should allow them to exhaust. And I have quoted you one instance, there are others too, in which 100 births back action react in this birth, being blind from the very birth. How long myriads of years it will take? And quite uncertain, be kind now. Mind again goes on showing things. There's no end to it. So one way to exhaust the storehouse in due course of time, which is almost not possible. The other one is to obtain from a master soul a practical knowledge and experience of the science of life. On the earthly, as well as in the spiritual planes too, and to work right now for transcension from one to the other while there is still the chance and opportunity of man body. This we can do in man body, in no other body. Two ways. The first cause will take myriads of years, you see, to reach the goal, which is also quite uncertain because mind again goes on. Some will be fruit, bear fruit, other again sown more. So by adapting the second cause, one seeks a competent spiritual master who can wind up the karmic account of the bankrupt spirit. When such a master takes in his own hand the process of liquidating the endless process of karma of the past, you see, this is very fortunate. As I just quoted you, one Sikh guru master said, "O Guru, O Master, what is the use of coming to your feet if our karmas are not lost, are finished? What is Godar going to the feet of a lion if we dare the jackal howl on us?" When you come to a master, what he says, "All right, no more, so far and not far." He says, "From today on, are you taking up the advice? Keep that. Do no more. Criticize yourself as you like to criticize others, and we don't. Simply saying, 'I'm a sinner,' I'm saying, that won't do. Be very watchful on your every thought that occurs to you. And come in contact with that nam power, the contact which you have been given. That will go to more place and mind will, what you say, die. When you get that nectar of life or the water of life, the bliss of that, it will leave out all outward enjoyment. When there is no desire, where there is no desire, there is God. You see? What is man? God plus desire. And what is God? Man minus desire. And these desires are raised up by mind through the organ faculty. Very simple way now, I think. You follow me? So if you follow that, everything comes up, will come up all right. And first he said, "Do no more." And he puts him on the high road. You see, you got high roads here? How cars go fast? You got the high roads within you of the light and sound. Go fast, there's no retardation on the way. You can go quickly back to your home. He gives you the high road, you see, Godward. He does not usually interfere with the prarabdha karma, you see, because in that case, you would like to land. He gives you contact with the spirit, which is the light, the sound principle within you. And also giving you contact with the Holy Word, which reduces to ashes all sanchit karmas and any unfructified karmas, recent karmas, and finta. Guru Nanak in Japji says, you see, lost, and when he is given all his instruction what he had to give for the, on the life, way of life, last of all he says, give an example, when the hands are defiled, that can be washed away by water. When the clothes are get dirty, we can wash away by soap. But then he says, when mind is defiled by the sins, it can be purified only by coming in contact with the world within you, which is given by the master to you, the very first. First he gives you two things, to rise above body consciousness, first, you die daily, and you come in contact with the world within you. He washes all sins of the past. Men do not become saints and sinners merely by word, Guru Nanak said. As one sows, so it comes. Nanak, men come and go by the wheel of birth and death as ordained by his will. Lost clothing chapter sigils. Our action, good or evil, will be brought before his court. And by our own deeds, shall we move higher, have we got to the depths? Now it is two ways before you. One to go up to your father's home, the other to go down. So, man body is a junction, I would say. From you have your way back to God or to go back. Come back, that's all. And that's only by understanding the law of cause and effect and acting up to it. And the master looks after it that all actions and deeds have wound up. You go to him only for that purpose, and these ways are too funny. And one should do no more. When our master was there, you see, sometimes in hundreds of people, one body should have said, I have done this sin. Well, anybody is there who can bear the brunt of that sin? Who is there? No. They said, all right, do no more. And do better. So very first day, you see, he told us, keep your diary. You are fortunate, I would say. In the old days, men used to sit by the master for years. When they saw the vessel was clean, only utensils were clean, only then they put in something. Now you got to very first day, two things. Rising of body consciousness and content with the knowledge in you. If you rise daily, you'll out of pinching what won't affect you, you'll, that is air conditioned, you will become. Prarabdha karmas also won't affect you so much as we now cry like an angle of vision will change by rising of body consciousness daily. Is it not a blessing? So, then he says, those who have communed with the world, their tiles shall end, and their faces shall flame with glory. Not only shall have liberation, salvation, O Nanak, but many more shall find freedom with you. Not one. So what is such a... So it is therefore what is wanted, you say. To save the wheel of life and death. So it is therefore paramount importance that we should seek a master competent to wind up the otherwise endless cycle of karma. And seek refuge at his lotus feet and free ourselves of the bewitching influence of the average, of the... This is love karma. You have been given the two ways, one way, which is the only way back, that is you have been given a contact with the normal world within you, and also you have been given how to rise above body consciousness, take cross daily. Those who do not take cross daily, they are not my disciples. All of us. So you should be very careful what you think. Sometimes in frivolous ways we say so many things. So that carries effect. So you have to be very self-disciplined. Think twice before you speak. When you speak, just think whether it will do good or bad. What is good, then give out. What is good of others, if it is not, don't tell. So this is the law of karma, you see. If you understand it, we have got fortunately, I think, put on the way with the grace of God and the grace of our Master, I would say. His grace is working. With His grace, you are all being blessed with these things. Baba Jamal Singh was there, he used to initiate anybody who said, look here, I am now residing with you. Take care of me. Don't see that I am not looking to you. That the master power is in you. Don't deceive him. Even if you deceive him, he won't be deceived. Be true to your own self. This is what I always say. If you are true to your own self, the God is within you, the master power is within you. So this is love karma that going on like anything. Inexhaustible in love karma. No escape. I tell you what to speak of what is meant, what to speak of the incarnation they are told to know. It is truly favor, grace of the Master that we are saved. You know, incarnations also respect the Master. They are their guru. Lord Krishna is his own guru, English is way in this very way. Lord Rama has his guru. Vishishta. But to sit at the feet of the Master is a great blessing. You see, he winds up all your actions of the past. We have simply to keep his commandments, nothing more. He does not want anything from you in return. He is pleased when you are all safe. That is why our Master at the age of 92, he is working for the good of humanity. In the old age, he must have taken rest, you see. They don't rest. Go by like anything. The more they save, the better. And they work under the orders of God. Now you will feel how blessed you are, how fortunate you are. First you have got the man body. Further you have something save you from coming and going. If you are attached to the Master power within you, where will you go? Why will you come back to the earth again and again? Because we are attached to the world. If we are really attached to the Master power within you, nobody will bring you back. You will go where he will go. In very simple ways, it is very intricate. Love karma, you find now how blessed we are. We don't realize the importance of this. What boon you have been given. So please remain where you are, your deep. Keep up your diaries strictly. Find time daily to die. Take care of daily. Only sitting and doing what to rise above body consciousness and take. And remain in contact with that. Not here alone, you see, but in the spiritual place above too. There are so many places. Macrocosm is in the microcosm. Further guidance also required. The more you are devoted to the commandments of the Master out or within, you reach your home. That's the ultimate goal of getting man body. All scriptures say so. So in man body only, even those rishis of the old, whose souls, you see, enjoyed higher bliss and they returned to the earth, they selected the man body. Because in man body alone you can go back home. So that's what I understood, I placed before in very simple words, quite understandable way, and live up to it, please. This is what is wanted. We do pity on others. Why don't you pity on your own self to save you from the wheel of coming and going? Charity begins at home, is it not? We cannot have pity in our own self and save us from coming and going. What pity you can do to others? So have pity on yourself, that's all. You've got the golden opportunity, this man body, once it passes away out of you. Kabir says, who knows when you get again this man body and you'll be able to do this work. So this is very calm consideration, you see, and to follow exactly, you're sure to reach God, you're not to come back. When you are under control of Master, then no Lord or judgment can sit over you. It's you who takes all karmas in hand to punish you or to save you. That power has been given by God to them. Christ also owns it, as he's saying. All other Masters say so. They are the God in him, you see, that's the only thing. They are word made flesh. I hope you have followed this love karma. I do. That is why all the great men say, think twice before you speak. Guru Arjan says, be careful of the sins you commit unknowingly. By frivolous talk, so many sins, you see. Talk only what is necessary. Why talk in the frivolous? And also see when talking whether it will do good to anybody or harm anybody. Then I think you have shared many such things, I mean, you see.